Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot of news to get into here today. Two big guests on the show. It's Thursday. As a result, Dave Meltzer is going to be joining us in the second segment of the show. And in the final segment of the show, we will, in fact, be joined by the Impact World Heavyweight Champion, Austin Aries, is going to be on the show. He'll be facing Johnny Impact on the upcoming Bound for Glory show. Just a couple of weeks away. We'll talk about that and so much more. As far as news today, probably no phone calls. You can text us if you'd like to. We only have a short opening segment, and then all of the interviews start. But we got the Impact lineup here for tonight. Charlie Caruso heading to ESPN, although she will still be working for WWE. They're using her real name for ESPN and her fake name in WWE. We got the full lineup for the Super Showdown, which takes place late Friday evening, early Saturday morning. If you're here on the West Coast, the best coast, 2 a.m. the show starts, East Coast, 5 a.m. It'll be available, obviously, on the WWE Network as well, so you can watch anytime you want. We have a full lineup for the show, and as noted yesterday on Wrestling Observer Radio, Liv Morgan cleared to return as of this past Monday night, so she will, in fact, be wrestling. It'll be her, Ruby Riott, and Sarah Logan against Ronda Rousey and the Bellas in a match that will likely set up Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella for the title at the Women's Evolution pay-per-view. Got a bunch of other notes here as well. SmackDown ratings, very bad. Not as bad as the Raw ratings, but bad nonetheless. Hopefully we don't have to talk a lot about ratings here today. Hopefully everybody listened to yesterday's show. That answered all your questions. And I promised yesterday, but didn't have time for it. Hopefully I do today. The Mixed Match Challenge standings. There are, in fact, standings for this round-robin tournament. Back in a moment to kick it off. Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to text us only here today, no phone calls, don't have time. Phone number 425-780-7566. Already got at least half a dozen text messages here today on one subject. And that is, of all things, last night's Mae Young Classic. This person here, for example, says, NXT, Mae Young Classic were awesome. Casey's $1 million. Miko versus Mercedes was easily the best match of the tournament. This person here says, Casey Catanzaro versus Rhea Ripley, I imagine, is how Alvarez versus Stunt will go, except there will be no comeback after the heat starts. Vinny will love the Lady Godzilla promo. And he notes here, Michael Cole called Conti a Mae Young Classic veteran. Maybe one appearance is acceptable to be a veteran. But he then said she had a blue belt in Jiu-Jitsu. Don't know if it was edited, but it went under 3 minutes. So the best and the worst at WWE, it sounds like, in this Mae Young Classic. Michael Cole doing commentary. And Casey Catanzaro, my favorite female wrestler. I'll watch it tonight with Vinny. Give you a report tomorrow. I mentioned, by the way, the
both of those things are going to outweigh Mako Satomura and Mercedes to you?
Yeah, of course.
You're a bum.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, so I'll let you know tomorrow what's good and what's not.
Fair enough.
So this Mae Young Classic, I promised everybody I'd talk about the standings. There are, in fact, standings.
Yeah.
I realize it's a round robin, and of course there are standings, but just like 2 months ago, somebody called and said, could WWE ever do something like the G1? And I said, I suppose they could, but that's a lot of thinking involved, standings, blocks. I just don't see it happening. And now here we are. We got a round-robin tournament. These are the standings. Braun Strowman and Ember Moon, this is for the Raw brand, 1-0. Bobby Lashley and Mickie James, 1-0. And Finn Balor and Bayley, 1-0, all tied for first. In second place, Kevin Owens and Natalya, 0-1. And then, unfortunately, poor Jinder Mahal and Alicia Fox, Shanti, 0-2. SmackDown, AJ and Charlotte, 1-0. The Miz and Asuka, 1-0, tied for first. In second place, Jimmy Uso and Naomi, 1-1. And unfortunately, tied for third. R-Truth and Carmella, 0-1, and Rusev and Lana, 0-1. Where will this tournament go? I can't imagine. I guess the Raw and SmackDown winners face off, is that right? In Survivor Series? Who knows?
Sure.
Mike doesn't know. Anybody
I
know?
I have no idea. Do they know?
Well, of course they know. There's got to be
no,
an end date.
Know.
I think it's Survivor Series.
They could do no, they don't have to do it at Survivor Series. They could do that anytime they want. They could do it at Evolution. They could do it on Raw. They could do it on Main Event. They could do it whenever they felt like it, except in Saudi Arabia.
We also have a question here I don't know the answer to. Has 205 they can't do it in Saudi Arabia. Well, I guess they could. How far away is that?
I just told you they can't do it in Saudi Arabia.
Wait a second. Saudi Arabia is still 4 weeks away. They maybe could do it in Saudi Arabia.
Brian.
But I don't think they will.
Lord have mercy.
I know they can't do it in Saudi Arabia. Mike, maybe things have changed. Did you not see the video on Raw where they showed the footage from the Saudi Arabia show and there was a woman sitting there in the front row with tears in her eyes at what she was seeing? Maybe things have changed. Maybe now all the women can drive to the arena on their own and attend and watch the other women wrestlers.
See on Twitter where that Turkish foreign ministry is asking the Saudi ambassador to explain what happened to that that dissident who writes for the Washington Post who just disappeared in Saudi Arabia?
Well, you know, he'll find his way back.
MBS.
Has 205 Live been performing better or worse, viewership-wise, since they moved to Wednesdays? I have not heard a word about 205 Live, so I presume it's doing exactly the same. Theoretically, it could be doing worse, because the thing about 205 Live is it's taped after SmackDown, or it was in the old days before this mixed match challenge. It aired right after SmackDown. And so, I mean, Miz and Mrs. is a prime example. USA Network plugs Miz and Mrs., and granted, it's on the same channel, but it airs right after SmackDown, so it does, like, great ratings. Mixed Match Challenge, I mean, they get to plug it throughout, or not Mixed Match, the 205 Live. They can plug throughout SmackDown. 205 Live is coming up next. They could push it, just head to the network. I mean, the Wednesday night random time that they have right now, I mean, I don't think it's doing as well as it did on Tuesdays, would be my guess. I don't know for sure, but that's my theory. I don't think it's doing as well. And I certainly haven't heard that it's doing better, so there you go. They've announced the Mixed Match Challenge Finals at TLC in December. Oh, my God.
Sure.
There's 2 months left.
See? Why not?
Oh, there are that many teams. Holy smokes. This person says it's taking place at TLC, Brian. Don't forget it again. Oh, I won't.
Ever.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I will not forget it again.
MMC, TLC, let's do this.
All right, so as noted in the opening segment, Liv Morgan is cleared. And so we've got the Australia show coming up on Saturday morning. Everybody yesterday was asking about Daniel Bryan. He bonked heads with Shelton Benjamin on SmackDown doing a diving headbutt, and there was a miscommunication. And as it turns out, he's fine. He will be wrestling on the show as well versus The Miz. And SmackDown on Tuesday, the lowest audience. That's Raw had the lowest audience of the modern era. SmackDown much better. Only the second lowest number of the year. 2.095 million viewers.
Well, it made it easier for them to retain more of Raw's overall total rating or total fan base. At
well,
least. I think that was up a significant
92%.
There you go. Up from
it's still 85? Lost to this horrible Raw. But here's the thing, everybody. The total audience of 2.095 million viewers was more than the third hour of Raw. That's a bad number for Raw, and not a great number for SmackDown. I guess if you want to look at it in a positive way, well, you can say that it did better. It didn't do as bad as Raw, even though there were less viewers. Still down 10% year to year from 2017. And as we noted yesterday, if SmackDown and Raw had been down 10% from the year before in the middle of contract negotiations, they would not have gotten a $2.3 billion deal. And we know that for a fact because UFC was down year to year and they did not get as good a television deal as they wanted. WWE was lucky because for like 9 random months, the rating was up and they signed a tremendous deal. And then immediately after signing, the rating went back down again. Maybe Ted Turner did buy the ratings. I don't know.
they have unique demos and they are live.
Hold on a second. Can I say one thing about that, Mike?
Good.
So yesterday, there's a bunch of geeks on Twitter going, it's not about the ratings. It's about the demos. Okay. Does everybody know what the demos of WWE are when they spit out this goofy talking point that they have? Does everybody know what the demos are of WWE? If you think that it's a bunch of kids, you're wrong.
Exactly.
If you think it's a bunch of young adults, 18 to 34, you're wrong. Even if you think it's a bunch of 18 to 49-year-olds, you're wrong. WWE's strongest demo, this demo that everybody wants to talk about, is 50-plus. So the next time you hear somebody go, oh, but the company's got great demos, don't worry about the ratings. Their demo's 50-plus. This is not the prime demo.
No, and those demos are funny, too, because for as glossy as they sometimes look on the TV ratings board, when you see that, like, okay, girls 18 to 49 got this, yet Love and Hip Hop got this, and WWE dwarfs it for whatever reason. I mean, just as an example of just random stats. Income level, there's lots of other things that get broken down in there that actually matter, too, that people forget about. You know, WWE is not exactly, I mean, they're in demand because they're live. They're in demand because they are a unique property, and they're in demand because a lot of money is being thrown around. And not everything they do is awful, but not everything they do is good. And where they are building young fans and how they are sucking them in, they're not doing that. And that's a fact.
All right, back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently, even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare. Call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Dave Meltzer joining us here today. New issue of The Observer is on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com right now, as well as hundreds, maybe over 1,000 back issues. I have to go back and look. Dave, what's going on?
I don't know. You tell me.
We had a question.
It's a ton of news. I know that. I was supposed to not do a double issue this week because I was saving it for next week, and I just did too much stuff.
We had a question earlier today about the 205 Live having switched to Wednesdays. Do you have any idea if it's doing better than it was doing on Tuesdays?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely doing better, yeah.
Really? That's interesting.
Oh, yeah, definitely doing better. Yeah, it's made a mark. Yeah, a lot more viewers since it moved to Wednesday, yeah.
Is it because it's in a block?
Probably because it's in a block, yeah. Perhaps because after 2 hours of SmackDown on Tuesday night and 3 hours of Raw the night before, people probably aren't as excited about watching a third hour of WWE on Tuesday night. By Wednesday, there's the block. So, yeah, I think so. The NXT is still the highest rated of the Wednesday night shows, but 205 Live's definitely been up.
I kind of figured that maybe going directly after SmackDown, they might actually lead some viewers to the network, but I guess not.
No, I look at Mixed Match Challenge is doing horrible.
Well, yeah.
That's directly after SmackDown.
Yep. All right, so...
That's for free. That's not, you know, having to be on the network.
Yeah, but I mean, they've got so many of their hardcore fans that have the network that it would seem to me that if you plug something on Raw or SmackDown, go to the network immediately after the show, you'd think that they'd have a significant number of people do that, but I guess not.
Hey, Dave, let me shoehorn in one thing about the network here. Just your thoughts on the shooters collection that they seem to have added, including the Carl Gotch and Rene Goulet against the Russians from Madison Square Garden in 72. I mean, some really cool-looking stuff. Any reason why they did that, or it's just the theme we decided to come up
probably
with for the
month? Somebody had an idea to put some stuff with those guys. I haven't seen, I don't remember any of those matches. I don't remember, I probably did see Takata when he was in Stampede. The Gotch and Goulet with the Russians, that was, I was surprised they even had that footage. I mean, I remember it, you know, when I was a kid, but, you know, that was like, you know, I didn't know that they even taped Garden stuff.
Oh, so that know, predates HBO, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. Well,
the Green Channel stuff,
HBO.
So.
The other thing that's funny about the Gotch and Goulet against the Russians match is that the Russians were a masked tag team that were actually Puerto Rican, but that was before, that was when they were not allowed to wear masks, so you could see these in the Garden only, not in the rest of the cities in the circuit, but in the Garden, you could see that the Russians were actually Puerto Ricans.
Oh my God, they wore the masks like, oh God, the guys, why am I brain locking? The guys from California, oh my God.
They had to show their face. I think that they wore masks around their ears, whereas like Don Jardine, the spoiler, had to go unmasked. And I'm trying to think who else was that they brought in, you know, like a lot of the mask guys, like.
Well, the guys from the Olympic.
What?
Who's the guys from the Olympic that famously did it? Oh, God.
El Olympico,
yeah. Like, he did it. He had that face, you know, with the face cut open in the mask, which looked really ridiculous, actually.
Right. El Olympico was another one from that era that had to, that was a masked wrestler that had to go show his face in the Garden because they had the rule, the commission had the rule, for whatever reason, that you could not wrestle in a mask.
That's the big question there. Like, you say for whatever reason. I mean,
I can tell you the reason.
What's
the reason?
The
reason was because in 1915 when they had the Masked Marvel, it got so much negative publicity in the newspapers that they banned masked wrestlers in New York. And it wasn't until Mel Moskowitz was such a big box office star that he went and said, look, I'm not going to come and wear a half mask. So if you want me in town, you're going to have to rescind the ban. And Mel Moskowitz was such a big star that the commission said, you know, or Vince pushed the commission because he wanted Mel Moskowitz in really bad. And, you know, Mel Moskowitz was the first guy to come in with a mask.
What was it about the Masked Marvel that was just so appalling? I mean,
New York had a lot of rules,
too. Negatively in the New York media, that's all.
I know, but what was negative about it? Like the temerity of somebody to wear a mask I mean, everyone knew in 1915 this was not on a level. So, like, a guy in a mask was just...
the 1915 tournament was actually one of the big exposés in New York. So, I mean, yeah, they knew, but it was like a big deal, that tournament. You know, the idea that tournament was fixed and they had a masked man that was beating all the shooters, you know, was one of those things that it just didn't go over well with the insiders and the newspaper guys, that's all.
Wow.
Well, and Barnum's and Bounce hadn't even come out yet. I mean, it was pretty much known, but still it was, you know, with the athletic commissions and everything else, there still had to be somewhat of a front that was put up. And didn't they had all sorts of rules, from curfew to, didn't they have rules, I mean, rules of women's
banned,
wrestlers,
you know,
weren't allowed?
They banned women until right around that era, too.
Yeah.
You know, women weren't allowed to wrestle in New York for, you know, till, you know, this, I'd say, what, 72, 73, in that range.
Man, the first women's evolution. All those years ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't even
That was the story. Because this woman wrestler, you know, pretty much was the spearheaded the breaking of the ban. She got the ban broken. She wanted to wrestle for WWF. And Vince McMahon told her that she had to go through Moolah, and Moolah wouldn't book her. So Moolah came in and got, you know, she was, you know, Moolah's troop all came in, and the woman who worked so hard for it never got to work, except for small indies.
Somebody should do a book about that.
Yeah, books have been written about it. You know, Pat LaPrade has a book on that, on the history of women's wrestling. The Mildred Burke book covers that. It's been covered in a lot of books.
So the show this weekend, the McGregor-Khabib show, everybody's talking about the biggest buy rate of all time. It's now Thursday. We got 2 days left. Trending numbers and everything aside, what are you feeling about this show?
It's hard to say because it's not. It's still, you know, today's a big day because today's the big press conference. But I feel it's going to be big. I don't know about 3 million big, but 2 million big, I think. Yeah. If it does under 2 million, a lot of people are going to be disappointed. I don't know if they should be or not, but they will be.
Yeah, they shouldn't be today.
Yeah.
This is a very, very cold product right now. I mean, 1.8 million, they should be doing cartwheels, even if they're expecting higher.
They should. Well, I mean, look, anything over a million is fantastic in this day and age. I mean, the biggest number of the year is the Golovkin and Canelo fight, and that was just over a million. So 2 million would double that. Conor is a super famous guy. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, and a big draw to people who, you know, I mean, it is all over ESPN. Ariel Helwani's gotten on ESPN now, SportsCenter all the time. It's going to be covered as one of the big news stories along with the, you know, the football and the baseball playoffs and things like that that's going on in sports. So that's always a big help, you know, that they're going to cover it big.
You know, one thing about this fight that I don't know if too many, I mean, I'm sure people have talked about this, but everyone's talking about Conor versus Khabib, who's going to win, Conor, he beats him standing, Khabib takes him down, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, to me, one of the big things about this fight is Conor McGregor has not had a mixed martial arts fight in 2 years.
Yep. Although he's trained in the 2 years, like if he was completely off, it'd be one thing. But then again, what he trained for was boxing, which is a different sport. So, yeah, he won't have complete fight rust, but it is 2 years since he's competed under these rules, and that's there's something to that.
I mean, training for boxing is great if you're a stand-up fighter, but at the same time, when he's training for boxing in a fight with Floyd Mayweather, he's doing zero training for the fear of Floyd taking him down.
Yeah. But I would suspect strongly that his training for the last several months has been focused on nothing but takedown defense, because that's the key to this fight. If he doesn't have good takedown defense, he's losing the fight. I mean, there's not even a chance, you know, other than like, you know, a quick knockout in 30 seconds. If he doesn't have good takedown defense, he will be on his back over and over again, constantly, and get absolutely destroyed. So I'm sure the one thing he's not lax on is his takedown defense. I'm sure will be the best it's ever been. Whether that's good enough. It hasn't been good enough for anyone else that Khabib has fought, and everyone Khabib's fought has also known the exact same thing, and he's still gotten them down, and some of these guys are, you know, had a lot more wrestling training in their lives than Conor McGregor. So
and those guys have been hungry. I mean, what are the odds that this is like Rocky III? Because remember, Rocky looked fantastic, but like was his heart actually into it? And I know that's a little bit dramatic, but with everything
movie,
that Conor's gone through.
Also, did Rocky completely lose his mind? Like Conor has.
Well, that's, I mean, it's how...
Did Rocky have $150 million?
Yeah, I mean, he's been training hard and everything, but, like, I'm sure Conor's got the robot like Rocky had and everything now, too. How hungry is he from everything you've heard?
I mean, how hungry could you be when you've got that kind of money?
Hungry.
He's motivated a lot by, I think, I don't even know what he's motivated by. I think, you know, probably ego. And the spotlight. I mean, that's the one thing with him is that he is really motivated by the spotlight, even though he didn't run around doing the press, because he knew, which is a real key to this fight, is that there was a lot less press because McGregor, who was, you know, called on, he turned everything down other than he came in for that one press conference. And then obviously this week he's going to do it because he's got to do it because he's cut in on everything. But he absolutely did not want to break training, whereas in all of his other fights, he was very willing to break training to run around and, you know, insult Jose Aldo, who was, you know, a fierce competitor, or you know, other and Eddie Alvarez and all those other guys.
Just one of those things that I think a lot of people don't take a lot of it into consideration, but you're talking about a guy. I want to thank you, by the way, very much. We're out of time, so I'll just wrap this up very quickly. Got a guy here that's got $150 million in the bank or whatever. He's just launched his new beer company. I mean, that's a lot of hard work. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in the guy's life, and he hasn't fought in 2 years.
Whiskey.
Yeah, we'll find out what happened. That's right, whiskey. I apologize. Find out. I'm not a drinker.
Irish.
And either is Austin Aries, our guest, after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud, so I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Very happy today to be joined by Impact's World Heavyweight Champion, three-time champion, Austin Aries, on the show here today. Lots to talk about, Bound for Glory and so much more. Austin, how are you doing today?
Good, Brian. How's everything?
Not too bad. We got a lot to get into here today, like several decade-long career at this point. But I want to start with the book, because I know that I've seen a lot about this book, and I am a man who, in fact, is a meat-eater. I don't want to get into a big debate about it, but you obviously are not. 40 years old.
Not anymore, no.
Yep, working very hard, still in great shape. Tell us a little bit about the book and your lifestyle.
Well, the book's called Food Fight. I basically wrote it. It was, you know, opportunity was brought to me to basically share my story and kind of answer a lot of the questions that people typically have when they find out that I'm a vegan, and but also, you know, keep on some muscle mass and you know, a professional wrestler, which maybe would go against a lot of the stereotypes of what people think vegans would be. So I really, yeah, just talks about my journey growing up in Wisconsin, the Midwest, dairy and brats and burgers and, the, you know, mac and cheese and hot dogs and pizza and all that stuff that we grew up eating, and just the kind of journey that also kind of intertwined with the beginning of my wrestling career 18 years ago, where I stopped eating meat and then eventually became completely plant-based. And, you know, so my diet, yeah, 100%, you know, plant-based. Get everything I need, kind of cut out the middleman, as you think that all of our protein source in its original form comes from plants. You know, those animals that you eat, they get their protein source from plants. So kind of cut out the middleman that also is full of a lot of other things I don't want, like cholesterol and carcinogens, and just go right to the source of the protein and by myself doing pretty well, feeling pretty healthy, still moving good in the ring, as you said, a couple decades in. And, yeah, and I think it's a growing trend, man. It's really because, it's people are looking for all the cures for all these things, and it literally comes down to what you put in your body. Who would have thought?
Most people, when they, if your average person listening to this right now, we're going to become a professional wrestler. I mean, the first thing they would think is, I need to start eating more meat, go to the gym, et cetera, et cetera. You talk about how you began wrestling and then from there became first a vegetarian and then a vegan. So I guess the obvious question is, what happened in your life that made you decide, I'm going to become first a vegetarian? And then what happened in your life where you decided, I'm going to just go from vegetarian to full vegan?
Sure. I talk about in the book all these little seeds that were planted, even going back to, when I was just a kid on my grandparents' farm and I was feeding grass to the cow and it was licking my hand and we're staring at each other and we're having this moment. I was 7, 8 years old, something like that. But I realized, like, this cow's feeling something. I'm feeding it, we're having this moment, it's thinking something. I can't communicate with it per se. We don't speak the same language, but it's another living being, right? It has all these same components. And so even that was one of the earliest kind of connections of, then it was like dinner was ready and there was brats and burgers and you make the connection. Listen, no one ever sat you down and asked you which animals you wanted to eat and which ones you wanted to pet, which, that was a decision made for us, right? We're indoctrinated in this culture that every meal has to have some type of animal product. That's being driven now by corporations that are making money and then a healthcare system that's making money on everybody being sick. I mean, it's when you really understand, start peeling back the layers, for me, it makes me angry, and I think why I wrote a book and why I advocate for it. It's not about telling people how to live their lives. It's about trying to educate people about the realities of the food we've been told to eat and that's being marketed to us and made available and easy. And the government has its hands with to subsidize and help us eat, the dairy industry, for example. And then the realities of what it's doing to us, why everyone's sick, why a third of our people have coronary disease, why we have these issues. And it all comes back to what we're eating. So, So the wrestling's given me a unique platform as I realize there's a lot of people in the wrestling community who probably, when it comes to their health and their fitness, probably aren't happy with where they're at.
You know what it is?
And, we live in a...
Go ahead.
Fair assessment. By just sharing my story, man, I've started to have a lot of fans of me come up and say, hey, because of what you promote or whatever, I heard, you're a spectacular vascular vegetarian or whatever it was. That they've gone and they've converted and they've lost, one guy 200 pounds, 40 pounds, all four medications, all these things changing people's lives just by changing their lifestyle. So that was one component, but man, it's just about learning, dude. Don't disconnect the dots. Like, look where your food's really coming from. Look what it's really doing to you. Like, we want things that taste good. That's what we like. We like things that taste good. Well, we can create flavor profiles on things that aren't animals.
It's funny that you talk about the cow. A lot of people don't live on farms, but I mean, it is funny when you think that a lot of people will go to the store and, for example, if they've got let's just say they have a hamburger sampler right there and they got all the little the toothpicks and everything. Everyone just throws all those in their mouth. You go to the same store and it's like, well, we got lamb today. There's so many people that they will refuse to eat the lamb.
Rabbit
because they're like, oh, it's like a cute little animal or whatever, not realizing that What the hell's the difference?
Would cheese. Would you eat cheese made of human breast milk?
Exactly.
You know, like, they had older ladies hooked up machines, and they just pumped them all day. You know, they're, you know.
Yeah. It's
and
sort of.
People go, well, that's great. But think about this now. And I start doing these talks, and I go to these different veg fests now, and I talk about this. And this one I just did here in Vegas. You know, I talked about, like, I just come with logic and understanding. First of all, listen, I was a meat eater and a dairy consumer for, you know, 20-some years of my life. I grew up with that. So I understand the thought process and the, oh, I could never live without it, and where do you get your food? I get it. But I just go with logic, which is think about milk. It's like milk is designed for infants. It's designed for babies to promote rapid growth until they can actually eat food. There's no other species in our world that consumes another species' milk or consumes it once they're not babies anymore. And we do both. You know, like, not only do we keep drinking milk after we're babies and we don't need it, so we keep promoting rapid growth of, like, probably other things, you know, cancer, fat, you know, but then we consume a whole other species' milk, which isn't even really made for us.
Like, yeah, the amazing part is it has such a high fat content, too. It's not like people drink skim.
What's that?
I'd say one of the amazing parts is the fat content, too. It's not only, you know, should you probably stop drinking milk after you bear a baby, but certainly if you're going to continue to drink milk, find an alternative, at the very least skim, because people who drink whole milk and things like that, all you're literally doing is drinking animal fat.
Well, right, but and even skim, like, what? Like, it's formulated for a cow. It's just, it's a weird thing. If you think of the logic of it, it made sense at one time in our history. Absolutely. You know, we've probably drank cow's milk the same reason some other species drink other species' milk from time to time, out of necessity. But we live in a world now, if you think about all the resources we have, like, we don't need to, like, basically raise and slaughter animals to sustain our eating source. It's literally the least efficient way we could be doing it from a global perspective. The amount of waste and the amount of resource we use to raise beef, to raise pig, chicken, it makes zero sense economically. It doesn't make any sense at all. We could be feeding everybody if we reallocated these resources to actually growing food instead of growing food and feeding it to animals and then eating the animals.
I got to do one follow-up here about the breast milk. I mean, not only do humans drink cow milk, but, I mean, nowadays, like, you can find women who are lactating who will sell their milk to bodybuilders, because the bodybuilders think that, well, you know, because this is human breast milk designed for rapid growth for babies, if I drink this milk, it will help my bodybuilding aspirations.
Well, I mean, honestly, that would be more logical to me than drinking a cow's milk. Like, if someone's like, you know, like, well, that makes perfect sense. I mean, it's designed for a human. I mean, if
that's
you're
going
to go to a source of rapid growth, I mean, you might as well drink the one that was formulated for your species. That would kind of, I don't know. What do I know? Everyone's lactose intolerant. No, it's because you're not a baby cow. It's okay. You're not supposed to tolerate it. Whole point.
Look, I got to ask you, because my son made the choice, and I don't know if it was genetics, because before he was born, I was basically a pescatarian. It was vegetarian, then basically started eating seafood again. And my son, at the age of 9, without being, you know, pushed into it or anything like that, just made the choice to become a vegetarian. And we are very lucky in two ways. One, we can support him as a family because I live near the shore, so seafood is not that much of an issue. So it's an easy transition for us. But also, we have a fresh market near us. We have good grocery stores near us. What do you try to suggest to those people who are in areas where dollar stores outnumber gourmet places, and not only that, they may not have the money to make some of the moves? Yep. How do you try to help some of those people transition when they don't have a lot of options?
That's a great question, and that's where we're also realizing, like, not everywhere in this country and everywhere in the world has the same, and not every person has the same resources at their disposal to make it easy. So if you really think of some of the staples that I eat, you know, or a lot of, you know, plant-based diet, whole foods is things like rice and beans and lentils. Now, we're in a day and age now where people want to pay for convenience, so they're gonna go spend $2 on a packet they can throw in the microwave for 90 seconds. But if you really don't have the kind of money, you can go to a place like a Big Lots, which is in a lot of areas, and I get really good deals. You can buy that, you know, you can go to your whatever store you go to, or you can go to a bulk store, you know, and you can buy things like rice and beans, lentils. You can actually make them in your house, and it takes a little bit of time. But if you don't have the resource of money, then you can use your resource of time to offset that, you know. And so it doesn't have to be expensive. The argument for expensive is convenience. Yeah, and if you want to eat healthy and conveniently, like going to Whole Foods and going to the salad bar, yeah, that's expensive, absolutely. But if you want to go make that salad in your house, it's not expensive. It doesn't have to be. You can go to your if you're in a rural area, you can go to the farmer, local farmers, and get the local produce that's in season, and things like that. So the real staples of the diet, fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, oats, rice, like that's not expensive things, especially if you don't mind making it yourself. And then your luxury items, you can garnish with some of these meatless alternatives if you can make a run to a bigger store once a month and go to a Whole Foods or a specialty place and get a few things to sprinkle in there, And you have to give your time, taste buds time to adapt to that new food too.
Colors are important. You know, yes. Have colors on your plate.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't want to,
Condiments and spices, man. I got tons of I'm a condiments and spice guy because that's flavor. On a Big Mac, the beef patty's not so important. It's a special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickle, onion, the whole thing, right? So, recreate those flavors. That's an important part of it, too.
We're going to probably spend this entire interview talking about food, but, hey, everyone knows about Impact Wrestling. We'll plug that at the end. But, hey, if somebody who did not know anything about you took one look at you, like the first thing they're not going to think is he's a vegan. And I'm sure that you and everybody else knows someone or another who is a vegan, and they happen to look very, very unhealthy. It seems to me like there is a right way to be a vegan, and there's clearly like also a wrong way to be a vegan.
And there's a right way to be, if you believe in being a carnivore, there's a right way,
exactly.
And a wrong way to do that.
There's a way to eat meat where you can also eat like a lot of really healthy food and not.
Yeah.
So what are some tips, like if somebody wants to be a vegan, like you mentioned, the rights and everything like that. What are some of the big mistakes you can make doing this as well?
Well, I think the biggest one is if you're in a place where you have the luxury of having some of these, places that kind of give you the mock meats and things like that, Beyond Burger, like there's things that mimic what you're used to eating. And for me, that was a bridge. My journey's, was over a course of time. So for a lot of people, I think they set themselves up to fail by trying to like do it all in one. I'm going to go vegan next week, and they can't just go from eating pizza and hamburgers to eating like brown rice and quinoa necessarily. But they can start implementing that stuff slowly or swapping out the burgers they were eating for, let me try these Beyond Burgers, and they're a little more expensive, but maybe I won't eat them three times a week now, or chicken strips or something. There's vegan junk food, there's a plant-based whole food diet, and then there's, junk food, vegan, processed stuff. And
sure,
there's nothing wrong with adding some of that into your diet to help that transition and as you help your taste buds transition over to more plant-based diet.
All right, stand by, everybody. Back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show. Listen, everybody, we didn't talk a lot about wrestling here with Austin Aries. We'll get him back on to do it another time. He's very passionate about food and training. I am as well, and that's the way things went. And hey, you can't enjoy pro wrestling or Impact if you're dead, so watch what you eat, everybody.
That's true.
That's right. We got Impact tonight. Austin Aries, Johnny Impact facing off. They are the main event of Bound for Glory coming up in 10 days for the championship. And also tonight, a bunch of other stuff, including Murder Clown is on the show tonight, everybody. So do not miss this show. And Austin, let's get some plugs in for Impact and your social media and everything else.
Plugs? I mean, ImpactWrestling, you know, .com, obviously. I mean, we didn't talk about Bound for Glory, Johnny Impact, Johnny Everywhere, Johnny Survivor, Johnny Poster Boy, Johnny Perfect Abs. I'm a little disappointed, like, you know. You can check me out at Austin Aries on Twitter, Austin Healy Aries on Instagram. I go on there from time to time, but quite frankly, I'm kind of fed up with the whole social media stuff. It just kind of irritates me.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
And hey, look, Johnny Impact, he is in fact coming back from filming Survivor. So, like, he's got his work cut out for him here.
Hey, man, I mean, listen, if I was on the other side, if I wasn't the champion of Impact, but I would stay on the other side of the curtain, I mean, who better to be a... you know, poster boy and a spokesman for your company, right?
That's true. That's right.
You know, if this guy sweep in and take all the glory, I've been doing all the dirty work, you know. But now...
Hey, next time you're on, we do have to talk about wrestling because I want to talk about that match with Moose at the last pay-per-view, which blew me away. So we'll talk about that on another show. But I want to thank you so much for doing the show here today.
Right. I appreciate it.
That's right. And, of course, check it out on Twitter, Instagram, the book on Amazon, Impact on Pop TV, 8 o'clock tonight, Bound for Glory, 10 days from now, October 14th. Check that out. Aries versus Johnny Impact in the main event. We're out of time, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.